Radio MD News. I'm Jim Miller. After a disastrous introduction back in October, the federal government's healthcare.gov insurance website saw a surge of enrollments in December. According to government officials, more than 1.1 million people enrolled in a qualified health plan through the federally operated marketplace or exchange from October 1 through December 24. More than 975,000 of those enrollments came in December. Healthcare.gov was plagued for weeks with computer glitches. This is Radio MD News. Healthier eating, losing weight, and getting more exercise among the most common New Year's resolutions. And it's important to make a plan, be patient to achieve these goals. If you decide to start eating healthier, it can be difficult to decide where to start. It's best to focus on specific changes to make your goal more attainable. Instead of cutting out all your nightly desserts, plan to have one small dessert 1 or 2 nights per week. This will satisfy your sweet tooth and prevent intense cravings. Total smoking bans in homes and cities greatly increased the likelihood that smokers will cut back or quit. Total home bans were more effective in reducing smoking among women and people 65 and older, while total bans in cities significantly increased the chance that men would quit, but not women. The researchers also found that total home bans were more effective in homes without children. This may be because the bans in these homes are targeted specifically at quitting rather than reducing children's exposure to secondhand smoke. Dry skin is common during the winter and can lead to flaking, itching, and crackling, and even bleeding. But you can prevent and treat dry skin. Be sure to check the ingredients in skincare products, because deodorant, soaps, alcohol-based toners, and products that contain fragrance can irritate dry, sensitive skin. People tend to wash their hands more often in the winter to rid themselves of potentially harmful germs. Using a humidifier to add moisture to your home's air is a good, wise decision. Dry skin can also be a sign of underlying health conditions. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.